Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Booze Witches. We're doing our Bravo recap this week. As always, I'm Kat.
I'm Jasmine.
And yeah, we're talking Bravo since we haven't done one in a while. And obviously Potomac is back. So I think we should start there for sure. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm super excited that Potomac is back. It's one of the best franchises. So if you're sleeping on it, wake the fuck up. I feel like it is. I feel like it's top. Like, I mean, it's not like how you watch Beverly Hills and it's like, you can tell they're creating drama. OC was like that. They're creating drama.
Yeah.
They're very like real about their lives, and if they're not trying to be real, the other ladies will not let it down until they are.
Yes, exactly. Like Karen in the early days, you know, they would try to get her to talk about stuff. And I feel like finally, maybe even this season, maybe a little bit last season, but I feel like Karen is opening up a lot more. She's talking about, you know, seems like her and it's her husband's name, Ray.
Yeah.
Her and Ray seem to be not on the same page with things. So I really like, I've always loved Karen because I think she's an icon, yeah, but like, Karen. I'm so glad that Karen's like opening up a little bit more too.
Yeah. She's definitely opening up this season and she's being very honest. I mean, she was honest at a public event of the issues between her and her husband, Ray. And I was very happy to see that because especially her generation, with that Pluto placement, which I'm not sure which one her is, but I know that generation does not open. They don't open up usually. About
she would her. Probably be, I would think maybe Libra.
Yeah.
Maybe like very beginning of Libra or like tail end of Virgo.
Yeah. 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 Cause she's a little.
Look up her birth chart.
Are you looking it up right now?
I can, but I do know she's obviously a Taurus, and she has a Virgo moon. So that would probably prompt her to not be as open. I feel like people with Virgo moons are kind of similar to Scorpio moons in a sense, because they're so private, you know? And obviously I would know, I have one.
Yeah. And not only that, having a Taurus as sun, a lot of Taurus sun, especially women, they're so worried about like almost like the same as Libra, like sun sometimes where they're trying to paint a facade of what, this is what my life is. My life looks like this. Like, and I feel like Karen does that sometimes, and it gives me very like Sheena vibes and Luann from Real Housewives of New York, where they were trying to pretend about like their life was perfect and not realizing that we'll love you even more when you just let that wall down, but they come off like that. Like they push a facade sometimes. So I'm happy to see her opening up. It looks like from Instagram that her and Ray are still together, but who knows? That's they could be together as friends, so who knows?
Yeah, but that's a good point. I feel you're totally right about that. It's like Taurus comes off so superficial when they're not being vulnerable and honest. And once they do, you know, you can relate to them so much. And that's normally why I do like most Taurus people, because I feel like they do have that inner depth to them, but just a lot of them, especially depending on their moon signs, are like not willing to show it. But then it's like, you guys, you're on a reality show, like you're on here for a reason, you know. We want to see your issues and vulnerabilities. So I'm glad Karen's doing that. By the way, she has a Pluto in Virgo, so she's the Virgo.
A little bit perfectionism there, so it's all making sense.
Exactly. What I find fascinating about this group, and obviously we'll get into like the current drama, is there's so much air energy in this group. It's like, it's just, in case you guys don't know, obviously we've done our research on all the Bravo celebrities, like, and I'm more interested in their sun and moons. Obviously everything else is fascinating too, but obviously that sun and moon dynamic coming into play, especially with all the air energy of Potomac, is like, it's just kind of wild to me. Like Ashley is a Gemini, okay, with an Aries moon, so that's why she's so...
I did not realize she had an Aries moon.
Yeah, that's why she's got that like combination of like, almost like opposite you. Like you have that Gemini Aries going on, but she's got like Gemini sun with the Aries moon, which makes her even more like ready to pop off.
Yeah.
And then Monique is a double Libra. So Libra sun, Libra moon. Who am I thinking? Candace is a Sag, but she has a Gemini moon.
Love Candace. She's another one that I really like, and I know some of the viewers hate her, but
Well, should we talk quickly about, I liked her too, and I liked her for the show. This season, I'm still kind of like on the fence about it, but I did like her last season. But now, did you hear about this thing about her previous like homophobic, transphobic tweets were resurfacing?
And then I did see that.
She went off on, I wanted to talk to you about this. She went off on a blogger who I'm assuming maybe wasn't talking nice about her. I don't know the whole situation, but she was like saying they should go kill themselves and like they're talking about their weight. And I'm just like, Candace is a good villain for the show. She really plays that role well, obviously, with that Sag and Gemini energy going on. But I feel that she lets that energy get the best of her and just kind of goes off and doesn't think about what she's saying, you know?
I feel like that's an issue with a lot of Sagittarius sun placements. I see that a lot. Especially,
yeah,
like,
the bluntness can go wrong.
I've known a lot of Sagittarius and sun women, and they're like that. And even when I think about TV shows, I mean, Ashley from Southern Charm, Thomas's girlfriend at the time, she was a Sag. Look at how much of a tornado she was and reckless. You know what I mean?
They can become villains so quickly.
Well, when they're unevolved, they thrive on that energy.
Oh, I think Candace is definitely unevolved.
Yes. And she's such a wise woman. I can't wait. I'm hoping she crosses over because she's going to be pretty much a force to reckon with. Mm-hmm. If she ever does get to that point. But I do like her on the show. She can be emotional, and I get it. She can be a loose cannon, but I get her issues with Monique. And I also like, there is a gang between Robin, Giselle, and Ashley at times. And the way they were treating Karen and Monique and them, you know, Candace, nobody can push her around like that. She not only could you not push her around like that, but she came at you with a blowtorch. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like, yes, I was like, you know, I was like, wow, she's very fearless. I mean, of course, like she needs to like learn how to reel it in a tad bit, but she's not one to be messed with. And she's the type, she wants a friendship that is like Giselle and Robin. They have each other's back regardless. And she thought her and Monique had that. And Monique is a flip-flopper. Because she has those Libra placements, she's always trying to like be cool with everybody. I mean, look, Giselle doesn't like you, Monique. Why you're listening to her or sitting down with her and talking shit about even Candace is beyond me. If that's your girl, call her and talk shit. You know what I mean? You're on a damn TV show. Because I think that would have stopped. But I think she was thinking like, wow, me and Monique are going to be thick as thieves. I think her thinking in this season with being friends with Charisse, she's thinking, what's the problem? Because you became friends with my enemy. And I get it because I've been this petty when I was involved. She's like, you became friends with my enemy, who's fucking Ashley. You're buddy-buddy with her, going out with her. And then she also did the same thing to fucking Giselle. She brought that woman around of Sherman, the ex-wife, and tried to act. Monique is a typical Libra, and she does everything with a dash of kindness and and you're like, wait a minute, you're throwing major shade. She's like, I had no idea. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you and Sherman. No, she knew what. And obviously, Giselle's an asshole at times, but. But
I was got like, that Virgo Sag energy.
Yeah, Giselle is, and I don't like the way Giselle be coming for Karen. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm like, leave my Karen alone, girl. Like, I love Karen. Like,
do not fuck with the Grand Dame. That's all I can say.
But you see how Giselle never does that to Robin, because that's her girl. And I think that's what Candace is looking for, that loyalty. And I really think it strives from her childhood. She doesn't from her mother.
For sure.
And it's her most complicated relationship. So she looks for it in other relationships. And she almost has like a tantrum when it's not where, like she does with her mom.
Yes.
So I don't know. I still like, I think because I'm just thinking so deeply on it, I'm still very like, okay, girl, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Like, please prove to me that you're, that you can come through. I kind of feel like when you said that mother-daughter thing too, I always thought that she kind of treats Karen almost like a maternal figure, as well. Like yeah. Karen is kind of stepped in as that mother figure for Candace, because like you said, Candace yeah. doesn't get any of that kind of energy from her mom. Her mom is so toxic. But yeah, I wanted to talk about Monique a little bit too. Oh, wait, I did want to mention how I find the dynamic interesting now that on that last episode where they had Ashley's sip and see, that it seems like Ashley is almost coming to Monique's defense now. And it's almost kind of like backfired on the entire situation, where maybe nobody was expecting, and maybe it's Ashley's newfound motherhood, I don't know, but it's like Ashley's got this, like, she still has the soft spot for Candace, and I kind of like them kind of getting back into good graces. I don't know how long that's going to last, because obviously we see Candace brings up all of Michael's issues, but that's another thing that we're probably going to talk about later.
Ashley starts it too, and she's very reckless with her mouth as well. And then she goes,
oh, they all are. I mean, it's that yeah. air energy, you know?
Yeah. Just saying whatever. Because remember, even with Monique, she went around telling everybody, no, she wrote me. She got drunk and crashed the car. And like, you know what I mean? She yeah. really, and then she goes, what's the problem? And then remember her with Robin, all in her, like, you know, being like, what is Juan doing? Your husband doesn't love you. He's this and that. Meanwhile, her husband is hooking up with women and men behind her back.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, sometimes Ashley, I'm like, come on, girl. Like, I feel like now she kind of does have certain loyalty when it comes to at least Giselle and Robin. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how safe the other ones are yet.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that too, because, well, I do want to talk about the whole Michael thing, but the way you feel about Candace is how I feel about Ashley. Like, I know her childhood was hard. Her past is hard, you know, looking for her dad and everything. And I'm almost like, Ashley will come off and say some shit, and I'm just like, oh, dude, I've been like rooting for you, and I just want you to like just be a nice human being. And I know Ashley has it in her, because she seems like a great mom, and I think motherhood is suiting her really well. But I'm like, Ashley, sometimes your behavior, I'm just like, come on. Like, I know you feel attacked by the group, but she's like Candace in that way, where she just like needs to attack back. You know what I mean? It's that fire air dynamic going on between the two of them for sure.
Yeah, 100%. But I do feel like Ashley did start, from just my recollection, because from the previous seasons, I do feel like Ashley started quite a bit of stuff, and then what's her face tried to finish it, and probably she took it too far. Candace, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
And her playing victim, saying like, oh my, you need to apologize to me. No, you both need to apologize.
Yeah.
Ashley, you needed to apologize to Karen. You needed to apologize.
Oh, for sure. To probably the whole group.
Yeah, Giselle and Robin and Ashley act like they always deserve apologies, but they never give them either. And Giselle is the main one too, like just throwing a bomb and running off. And
I'm absolutely.
Like, and then you have somebody like Candace. Candace is explosive. So that's the difference between Karen and Monique, where Monique, like, they more so they would walk away a lot, or they'd be like, I'm not dealing with you, I'm not going to be here. Candace was a bomb too. So she caught the bomb in her mouth and then fucking let it blow her up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Candace, you're taking it too far now. But she she takes it a little too far. And then we have sly Monique, who just does things behind the scenes, which makes me not, like, people think she's so sweet, but I'm like, I see right through you. You are that person that is like, I'm baking you a pie, and they're shit in it. You know what I mean? Like, I accept your apology. And Candace, you know when she's mad. Her emotions are all there. You're like, oh, get out of here. But Monique, you can't trust her. You cannot. She is spiteful too. I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say I don't love all of them for each of their, like, what they bring. Like, this is one show where even the villains, Ashley or Candace, it's like, everyone still brings something. Everyone still has their role. Giselle's the bone collector, and, you know, Ashley and Candace are the villains that go after, like, it's just, everybody brings something, and that's what I can say about probably this franchise only, is that everybody has a role. Everybody executes it perfectly. And I have to say, I just love every fucking woman on this show, because they're all absolute icons. but I did want to talk about what you I want to know what you think about, I don't know if we've talked about this before, because I can't remember if we did Potomac before, but do you think that Ashley and Michael have like an arranged thing going on where he can go out and do whatever he wants? She turns a blind eye, doesn't want to talk about it on the show. And she, you know, is potentially kind of just like, not a gold digger, because if it's an agreement, maybe he's providing her with money, with this, with that, you know, a particular lifestyle. Do we think that there's like an arrangement going on there?
I love this question. No,
because I do.
No, I think there is no arrangement. Ashley is a true Gemini sun, and they like to have their head in the sky, and they're only
really.
Yeah, I know so many Gemini women that I've met, that I've seen, and like they create like illusions, like their own illusion. They're like delusional about stuff, like, and they're very like, obviously they're ruled by Mercury, and they have all these ideas, and they have ideas of what their relationship is, instead of really like, instead of getting out of their head and looking at what's in front of them, they're in like some type of idealism fantasy land. And I do not think she has an arrangement though at all with him. I think she thinks Michael loves her, and I think she, you know, maybe wanted to be with him because of the lifestyle and, you know, all that. And I think she does like older men, and that also probably has to do with her dad a tad bit and growing up. And not every mm-hmm. woman without a dad wants a daddy, an old man. But
I mean, she's kind of talked about that before. Yeah, she's kind of compared the situation.
Yeah, but I don't think she, I think she pulls the wool over her eyes. I've just known so many Gemini women to do that. And then with that Aries moon placement, that's a big, Aries moon, we tend to have big egos too. So that would be, it's a hard pill to swallow, especially as a public figure, to even like, you know, I can see it even making her Gemini sun self go more into like building her illusions around her.
Oh, that's interesting.
And yeah. Like, you know what? Michael loves me, and that's not true. And I'm standing by him. I think she's happy she's standing by. He, you know, honestly, it was one of the, that affair stuff coming out was one of the best things that could have happened to protect her little illusion, because that getting out could destroy his reputation. So of course, then he wanted to procreate. He wanted to keep the marriage. Because remember, he was like, I don't want a kid. He was wanted a divorce. He had kicked her out of the house. Then all of a sudden, he's embarrassed. He needs to show up places with his wife. He needs somebody by his side. So it was honestly the best thing to happen to keep her illusion going.
And yeah.
So she can stay in La La Land. But it's not going to last forever, because obviously more stuff is coming out, and it's going to continue to come out. Like one of these days though, it's for Gemini sons, I feel like they have to literally see stuff like in their face, because they can always talk their way out of why something is that way. No, because actually if he was there on the moon, then he actually
that is very much a Gemini energy thing. And by the way, I wanted to look it up, but her Venus sign is also in Gemini, and so is Mercury, and so is her Chiron. So she's got like basically a Gemini stellium as well.
Oh Lord.
So yeah, I had to look up Ashley's chart there.
She's all in her head, reasoning everything, making things make sense, talking things.
More air energy. Intense air energy. Well, what else is going on that story? Yeah, you know what I was gonna talk about, because that storyline's gonna come up again, is Michael. And it's like, you're saying like, she's kind of got her head up in the clouds. I guess if they had an arrangement, like all of this stuff wouldn't be constantly coming out and being turned into a storyline, even though obviously it's like a very real storyline. We don't think it's recycled or anything like some other shows, but I feel like you're right. And it wouldn't keep coming up if it wasn't known in their relationship already, you know, like if it was like a known thing, a known arrangement, like I feel like this would not be a storyline at all. Like it would just be out there. It'd be like, yep, this is how we are. And that's it. That's fine. But, you know, this shit keeps coming up.
He could sneak around better, because she knew, have people at their house, you know, she could, you know, they would be able to do that. But I just, I don't feel that at all. I feel the, like, her even going around acting like her relationship was so perfect, criticizing everybody's relationship. And of course, Robin's was not right. And of course, Karen had her issues. But I was like, all these skeletons, all this shit is happening right under your nose, but you're so in the clouds at home while Michael is off. Or she reminds me of like, It was like when I saw, and I think Khloe Kardashian has a Gemini moon. I think it was, she was at a party. It was a meme circulating because she was like dancing and Tristan is staring like intensely at somebody. He's elsewhere. She doesn't even notice that he's not paying attention to her. Just completely unaware, not in tune with her, not in tune with intuition, just in the clouds.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. And I like that you called out that Mercury energy too, because it's like, they're just going to Geminis, especially, well, Virgos too, I would know. We tend to like talk ourselves out of things to avoid actually facing it.
Yeah. Make it seem like, no. That everything's fine. We talked about it. It's fine. It's not true. He told me.
I mean, well, you're Mercury dominant too, because you're Gemini rising. So we can both relate.
Yeah. 100%.
I still root for Ashley though. And I just want her to, I don't know. I mean, obviously keep entertaining us on the show, but I just want Ashley to I don't know. I don't know what I want her to do. I don't know. Something about me, just, I think I always root for the underdog kind of thing too.
I want her to take her fucking head out of her ass.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Just see Michael for who the fuck he is and then make a decision there. Like, am I okay with this? This is how he's going to be.
Yeah.
I live a good life right now. He's old, whatever. Instead of creating, I feel like she create, you know, having all those placements, she's creating even more fairy tales too, because her life wasn't a fairy tale growing up. So it's even more like.
Yeah.
She needs to have that.
She's disillusioned.
Yeah. But I just know so many Gemini sons that are like that I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? sometimes it makes it even hard for me to deal with them, because I'm like, you know, even if you want to create that illusion for other people, like, they'll even be doing that with people they're close with. They're just constantly in make-believe. I'm like, yeah. I mean, you can see it even with the men. Look at fucking Kanye West, Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gemini fucking son sometimes. I'm like, what are you talking
disconnected
about?
Disconnected yes. from reality for yes. sure. Oh, no question. Speaking of disconnected, do we want to talk about Giselle and her pastor?
God. That is so awkward. I was just
I
was just like, clearly he wants to get on the show. I think I kind of remember him, or he like know who he is, kind of. I know
from the first season, maybe.
No. Just I've seen his face before. I think he was like really well known in the 90s or the very early 2000s, or he stopped being well known once it hit the 2000s or something. But I think like he was like being with Giselle is a strategic move.
Mm.
And I think that means he can get on the show. That means he can get his name going again.
Yeah.
The service would get more popular. He could be like a well-known pastor again. And I think, you know, her kids can see right through this bullshit, because it sounds like her kids don't even have a good relationship with him. And mm-hmm. now he's just trying to step up, and they're like, why is he calling? Like, he's just calling and then he calls you right after to say he called. Like, they're like, you know, it's not genuine. Like, he's never done this before.
I like that the girls are kind of seeing through his behavior too. I like that they're kind of like, Giselle's kind of got her head up in the clouds, and the girls are like, what are you doing? What is happening here?
Yeah. Giselle is acting. I mean, she's done this before, even with the Sherman situation. You know, she loves to get in other people's business with their relationships, but I can just sense her energy when you ask her about this guy or even Sherman. She gets very uncomfortable, protective, and almost she's like, why are you asking me? But she wants to ask everybody else questions. Like, Ashley, do your man like diggling? Do your man, like, bitch, like, what? Like,
it's a Virgo thing for sure.
I'm like, let me get up in that ass about your relationship. So that, you know, like, but she gets so uncomfortable when bringing up this guy, and I'm just like, I just do not think it's genuine on his end. I don't feel it at all. I think the kids are very in tune, and I think Giselle just really wants to be in a relationship, and I think she's really devastated about the Sherman situation. But it was obvious. It's like unfortunate. It was obvious that Sherman was just an old ass player. He was just like, yeah. I mean, you could just sense it off of him. It was just old daddy energy. Like, like, you know what I mean? And I mean, some of these, I don't know, some people don't grow out of that, I guess, even in their fucking 50s, unfortunately. But I think she was just devastated. And this was a good, like, her ego, because of last season, her ego was so, like, fucking, like, ripped out of her. She needed a little boost. And she was just like, I'm going to fucking entertain Jamal. And I'm like, girl, you are going so backwards. This man is a fucking hoe. I can sense it off of him. And he's doing it for clout. It's not genuine. And why would you want to be with somebody who's not a good dad? I mean, I have a couple of friends I've asked this to because they've decided to date their father of their children again. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. After everything you told me about the type of parent this person is, what makes that attractive? Like, I don't understand. Right. Like, to each their own. But when people are like, well, we're a family now, I'm like, well, does that really matter? Your kids are obviously aware that, you know, he's not good to them either. So I don't know what that really means in this.
It's like they think getting the family back together is going to solve everything. Almost like some people think that having a baby with somebody is going to solve the relationship. Yeah. It never does. Yeah. It never does. And I think Giselle, like, inherently, intuitively knows that this probably isn't working for her. But as Virgos, we tend to ignore our intuitions sometimes and just kind of want to go with the situation, see how it plays out. But I think Giselle, you can kind of tell, I think Giselle's a little bit uncomfortable too. I can see it deep down. I think she's willing to admit it yet, though.
Yes, she is petrified. Yeah. I mean, they were like, where's Jamal? I thought she was going to jump off the balcony, jump backwards. I was like, girl, calm down. Like, oh my God. Like, she's so uncomfortable about this. And I don't even think she wants to bring him around. I think, you know, she's scared of what people might ask about him. But and he doesn't even live there. I know he lives in but that whole dinner they had seemed staged. It was just like, he was like, I got you guys a restaurant. Like,
it was so awkward.
I was just like, this is so staged. Like, yeah, you know, I think his kids were there. Like, the girl was like, I thought we were going to a concert. Like, you know, I think they want to spend time with you, fool. Like, how about
that? But maybe not on camera. And you're totally right in that he seemed to almost like set it up to have this family scene, and the girls were like not into it, and Giselle's like, what the hell's going on? Like, nobody knew what was happening. It was almost like he maybe went behind their backs and like talked to producers like, okay, we're gonna film this scene on this boat, I'm gonna set it up, I'm gonna give them this rest. Like really, you're producing now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. And Giselle just wanted to look, her ego needed a scene as a family, so she went along with it, knowing damn well you can't control those kids. They're older and they know what's going on.
Yeah. But yeah, they're not stupid. They're fully aware of what's going on. And I love that they call her mom, or they call Giselle out too. They're like, mom, what are you doing?
I know.
And this is weird.
Like, I'm like, girl, if you don't listen to your kids and knock it off, like, they're trying to tell you something. But I don't know. I don't think this is going to last. I think it'll end in tragedy for her. His energy just seems like ho-ish.
Giselle deserves better. I mean, honestly.
Well, yeah, she does. But I think, too, one thing that holds her back, too, is, like, she can be so negative and nasty, too, towards other people's relationships. And I think it's, like, karma energy. Because, you know, when you give that out, like, you know, you can sometimes get it back. Like, the way she was with Karen, really, because her and Karen have been friends for a long time. I don't know why she gets competitive with her.
She does.
And I don't know if it's because Karen tries to show her life as being perfect. And I feel like she feels comfortable around Robin because she's like, knows her life isn't shared. Like, yeah, I live together with Juan, but yeah, he doesn't want to get married yet. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of feels like, okay, but, you know, the grand dame walks around like, life is great. And she almost wants to, you know, destroy her because of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, Giselle, like, you're setting yourself back. Some of the stuff she does to Karen is kind of humiliating, like the Uncle Ben stuff and the t-shirt, acting like she wanted to talk. And when you already know she has a hard time, like, if you really were friends with her, I would want her to be honest too, but I probably
would about it a different way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made fun of it. I would have been like, girl, let's talk. No, what's really going on? I wouldn't be like, okay, we're all going to show up to her house as a pizza delivery and see if she lives here. She opened.
I mean, it was good TV, but it was honestly probably really embarrassing for Karen.
Yes, it was. So, I know it was so embarrassing for Karen.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be a I love Karen.
Yeah.
I really like her. So
should we talk about the new housewife, Wendy? What a fucking queen. First of all, I looked it up and she's a Gemini too. So more Gemini energy on this show.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. So Wendy is amazing. I don't think we've ever had a housewife that has a PhD.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say that. And the fact that I love all the political ties on this show anyway, like how Candace used to work in the Obama administration. And I think somebody else had political, was it Giselle? No.
Giselle. Yeah.
Someone else worked in politics too, right, Giselle? Mm-hmm. And then now Wendy is like, you know, a professor. She's on CNN. She's on MSNBC. Like, what a fucking icon. I can't wait to see her get into it with everybody. I feel like she's still kind of like observing everyone. But so far, I'm like really impressed.
Yeah, no, I like her. I think
she's going to bring it.
She can hold her own. She has a very, strong personality, so mm-hmm. which is needed in this group because you'll get eaten alive. So
yes.
I did see the preview and she does look like she gets into it with Ashley.
Yeah.
A bit. So I'm excited to see what's going to come because I mean, obviously we have this altercation coming and I think it was Monique is the one that swung, I believe.
Oh, Monique on Ashley.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait, no, on Candace. Candace, on Candace.
Yeah. I think it was Monique. If I believe correctly. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see how, because like I said, Monique, like she's that Libra. She reminds me of Bay, Bay, my friend, mm-hmm. Who's always putting on facades and life is perfect and talking a certain way. And I've seen her snap, like, and it's almost like a Jacqueline Hyde thing. You're like, who the fuck was that? Like, because they constantly have this like, yes, good morning. And yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. Yep. I'm a great person. I am a great person. I am. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just constantly that. And then when if that facade falls off for a second, I mean, I've seen her a couple of times and I've been like, what happened? And then it's crazy because like, then they don't want to act like it happened after it did.
Did she have a Libra moon too, like Monique? Like double?
I don't remember what hers is, but I would like to find out. But that's always an issue with our relationship is because I challenge her a lot too because she's always acting she's always putting out this image. And, you know, the only time I really go after her on social media, which I need to stop, is when she's like shaming other people. Like, and
yeah.
I get in her comments and I'm like, hey, this person, remember 2008? Like, you know, I have to say stuff like that. And she's like, what are you talking? And I'm like, don't play with me. Why are you in your comment section bashing these people, like telling them like, you know, I'm this type of woman and I'm a, you know, the type of citizen that's productive and this and that. And I know still the shady stuff you do now. So pipe down. Stop being so damn judgmental.
That's definitely that unevolved Libra energy where they're like,
yes,
they want to protect their image while also like using the judgment, you know, the judgment card in tarot. The judgment card in tarot is, oh no, I'm sorry. It's the justice card, but whatever, same thing. They want to judge everybody else around them, but it's funny. You've had that experience with Libras, but all the Libras in my life have such heavy fire and water energy that I feel like they're not normal Libras or like they're more of like elevated Libras. So I've never had this like unevolved Libra energy in my life. Cause I'm like, they're all so influenced by water that I'm just like, it's just a lot.
Well, I think you're lucky to have to deal with that.
Yeah, rather than the unevolved.
Yeah, the unevolved. I mean, my friend, like, who acts like, because Bay always acts perfect and like everything is great. And mm-hmm. I remember she snapped on somebody. I knew she was trying to be this person's friend, and they just really didn't want, and they didn't like her. They thought she was phony, and she does come off phony sometimes. Like, I know her And I'm always like, stop it, be yourself. Like, she was trying too hard. Like, you're so beautiful. Where did you get that hat? Oh, I love you. Oh, I have a house too. You know, not really like having real conversations, just trying too hard. And my friend constantly dismissing her. And then we rode out to Vegas because she was like, let's surprise your friend. And I was like, I don't think it's a good idea. And she's like, come on, I really like her. And of course she showed up and my friend blew her off and she snapped. I mean,
oh my
God. I mean, it was scary. I mean, and then she acted like nothing happened. Yeah. After the fact, we're in the car, and I'm like, I can't deal with this fuck out of behavior. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And I'm wow. like, that's how I see Monique. I'm yeah. like, I so can just see snap her all snatching of a sudden. Candace because she is such like, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I have a successful life, I have four homes, like, I do a podcast, I do it all. You know, I cook dinner for my husband, I take care, you know, she's this woman she that she wants, and I feel like, obviously the stress can get to anybody, but especially like the Adivali, they don't like to admit that because they mm-hmm. have to look a certain way. But
it's that Venus, it's that big Venus energy, especially because she has that double sun moon combination. That being said, I still fucking love Monique. Like I said, I love every single woman on this show because they all bring something. And I love Monique and that damn bird. And I love Karen, like Karen hates the bird.
I know. I do like that.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I was a fan of the bird. I'm just so excited for this season and to see what happens.
I know. They've already, three episodes in and they're already bringing shit. Like, it's already going down and, like, it was going down in episode one. I mean, they don't fuck around when it comes to drama.
Yeah, this is nothing like Beverly Hills, like, where it's, like,
no, it's not.
Most of the time. And, you know, fabricated fucking drama.
Well, speaking of good drama, let's transition to Below Deck because that was a pretty wild episode this week.
I almost watch it.
All I can say basically is justice for Hannah, justice for Kiko, fuck Sandy and fuck Malia. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, you know what? I think isn't Sandy a Pisces?
I mean,
she is such a fucking victim. She finds any way to make something about her. Even when she's firing Hannah, and this is obviously, how do you think Hannah is feeling in this moment? And you're like, I care about you. It's obvious you don't like Hannah. You're always nasty to her.
Yeah, so stop with the fake shit, Sandy.
And then she's like, fine, I don't care. This is it. I'm like, oh, you made this about you again, Sandy. Great job, yep. You fucking yep. victim. Like, yep. I'm like, I hate that Pisces energy when they do that shit. Like, and even she's finding a way to, like, even on social media, like, she was finding ways to, like not admit that she, like some people are like, okay, even if you felt justified in the firing, have you not seen other things about how you play favoritism, how you handle that situation
with exactly
with the bed when the chef came, like, with the little dorm areas where everybody sleeps? Like, it was so unprofessional. I mean, I was mortified for, like, but I, you know, knowing now that Malia is a Cancer, I was just like, oh my God. You know, when I saw Malia's behavior, she's so manipulative. And I think, you know, you see.
Oh, unevolved Cancers are manipulative.
Yes, you see. Yes, I did manipulate. You've seen it with Sassy. And the mm-hmm. way she knew that she has Sandy under her thumb and she knows everything she's doing.
Yeah.
Don't force, like, even though she's trying to be like, Like she knew what she was doing with Sandy to get that room, and then with the whole drugs thing.
Taking the photo and everything.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. And now she's trying to be like, oh, it was because of, I had to follow protocol. But, you know, honestly, you knew about it days ago, and you didn't say anything. It was because Hannah didn't want to switch, and you were in that petty, spiteful energy.
Yep, exactly.
And you were in it late at night. You were fucking seething and sent it to Shandy while you were on talk. Like,
well, the fact that she thinks that, you know, this, I don't know if what Sandy and Malia thought in, because I believe it was totally set up to get Hannah off the boat, to get Kiko off the boat, and to get Malia's boyfriend on the boat. But I can't even imagine how, like, you think that this would make you look good in any way on any level, because it's completely backfired. I mean, the internet is attacking Malia on her Instagram. She's shut off her comments. Like you said, Sandy was getting a bunch of shit on the internet. Like, if they thought in any way this was going to make themselves look good, like, nobody wants to watch Below Deck without Hannah. And I realized that Hannah was ready to go anyway. She said it herself, you know, she's pregnant now, which in the end, Hannah got all the good karma coming at her, because look at her life and look at you guys. Like, you guys are getting shit talked on the internet by thousands of people, and Hannah's out here pregnant and happy and living her best life. So honestly, who won in the end, you know? But you're right. It's like Malia was completely petty. The whole temper tantrum about her boyfriend was crazy, but I love to see this whole backfire, this backfiring happen. I think it's going to happen for the next few episodes, because it seems like her boyfriend can't even handle his own position that your girlfriend forced you into taking. So come on. Like, this is just, I cannot wait to see the meltdowns happen. He was already having a fucking meltdown about the damn birthday cake. I'm like, you have 4 hours to make the cake and you're freaking out. Like, we thought she's talking you up to be some incredible chef. You're this yacht chef, blah, blah, blah. And then you love to see it. You love to see the karma happen right away. You really do.
I know. Karma is, and even more karma is coming, because you know what? Like, I mean, obviously even more karma is happening right now, because Malia, and when I saw Malia and Sandy talking about this, they're unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
And
way to double down on your behavior. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. And I'm like, Sandy, it was just so obvious. You just did not like Hannah. And, you know, the show wanted her. So you just, this was your opportunity.
So she was probably jealous of that,
and,
too.
And she kept saying, like, oh, you know, I could just tell that Hannah wasn't right. Like, I could just tell. So she was trying to make it seem like she was constantly inebriated. No, obviously she was, first of all, she had Laura, who was the crazy ass fucking second to. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in fucking Bugsy, who's like a fucking asshole, and trying to make her look bad and being passive aggressive.
Every second.
You know, it's great that you're great at table decor. Awesome. If I'm good at table decor, I'm just going to be on my cheese too. Like, I love table decor. Let me handle it. It's my thing. You're using it in a way to shame her because you're better. You think it makes you a better cheese too. And that energy is felt, Bugsy. Like, you're acting like snobbish. And
Bugsy is a Gemini too, by the way.
Oh, God.
All this Gemini, and let's just call this episode Big Gemini Energy.
He is so fucking annoying. I'm just like, I saw on the show, on the after show, I am being supportive of Hannah. If it doesn't come off like that, I don't know what to say. It's like, it's obvious you're not, and you're trying.
Where? Nobody saw that.
Like, you did not, and like, Hannah knew that. Like, so it's like, she had Laura, she had Bugsy, and then she had the issue with Pico, because she really liked him, and he had a hard time, and then he got fired. So what do you mean you're not yourself? This whole like few episodes has been a disaster.
Yeah.
So of course like,
she's stressed out.
Not in high spirits, but to make it seem like she was just popping pills and like.
That was disgusting. Sandy's treatment and demonization of people with anxiety and any mental disorder really was disgusting. And I'm honestly really disappointed in Bravo for that. And if they keep Sandy on the show after all of that and not even have her learn her lesson as to how she treated somebody who has anxiety disorder and has a fucking prescription for it and is clearly diagnosed and clearly was having a problem. And for Malia to also turn around and see her chief stew having a panic attack and then turning around and just like completely attacking her for it is absolutely disgusting. And I honestly wouldn't want to watch if either of them were on next season, because I think that behavior was gross. And like, it just sends a message that, you know, people who already have anxiety or depression don't really always want to talk about it. And then you go on like that and you treat Hannah like that and act like she's some monster, which she's not. And she said she didn't even take one Valium. She said when she was having the panic attack, she said she took an Advil PM to try to go back to sleep. So she never even took it. And sometimes, and I'm speaking from experience because I have anxiety, sometimes just having the Valium or the Xanax or whatever on you and not taking it is enough to make you feel better. It's like to know that you have that just in case you might need to take it. Because honestly, most of the time, unless it depends on the situation, but like, I don't really want to take a pill for it. I want to try to get through it myself, you know, if I'm having a panic attack. So sometimes just having those things, just having her CBD pen, which was not pot, and they kept saying it was pot. I'm like, shut up, Sandy. She literally said it was fucking CBD, which is legal in Spain, by the way. Like I said, sometimes just having it on you is like enough to make you feel good. So just the way that they went about that was so fucking disgusting to me.
Yeah, I agree. I was so fucking, like, when she was saying, like, oh, and I just don't feel comfortable going to see with you. I mean, you had your anxiety attack the other day. I'm like, this is why people don't want to be honest about stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. People that have anxiety, they don't have anxiety attacks all the time, but it can happen.
Of course. So, and sometimes when you least expect it,
you don't feel comfortable going out to see what's up. So you are low key saying that you wouldn't hire, if somebody was honest about this, you wouldn't have hired them regardless because you don't feel fucking comfortable.
Right.
I was just like, you know what, Sandy, like I and the way she was like, you think she's flushing the pills? Like,
it was just gross. It was just her acting like she was some disgusting, like, I don't like this word junkie, but they were trying to act like she was some junkie that was like pop. Yeah. Like you said, like popping pills left and right, always high or this, like, seriously, we're going to just demonize somebody because she had an anxiety attack instead of making them feel welcome. Like I said, you're not helping the stigma at all by demonizing that person instead of being like, hey, yeah, okay, maybe you messed up because you didn't register it with the boat, but also let's talk about this and how we can help you instead of just fucking firing you. It's so obvious she just wanted her off the boat and off the show.
So bad. And she did it right before charter. She was like, oh, yeah, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
I was just like, I wouldn't be surprised if like her and fucking Malia were having side conversations and she's so up Malia's ass.
Oh, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised. Not one bit.
And now that her boyfriend is on the show, he seems like a complete fucking tool. And look at how Bugsy is treating Tom. She's all like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, why didn't you have that same energy for Kiko or for Hannah?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So we see right through you all you fake asses.
Yeah. Like, I cannot stand like any of you guys. Like, actually, yesterday was hard for me to watch, and I only watched it because we were going to record today. And I've been feeling like, I mean, as like an empath and like as I've been getting more in touch with myself and like my ancestors and spirit guides, I feel like it's been opening me up too much where it's getting uncomfortable for me to watch stuff like that sometimes because yeah. I'm feeling that person's energy too intensely.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down. I'm not even looking at the TV. That's how uncomfortable I'm getting.
It was really like, uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, Jazza. So I watched it yesterday and I actually made myself look at everything because a little bit of it came up on my phone on Instagram and I couldn't look at it. I was like, I felt like I was like feeling everything. And I was like, oh my God, this is so mortifying. Like, I don't even want to embrace this energy right now. Like, but I'm glad I watched it. And I was like, I was just so disappointed. I was like, oh, this is a like woman run charter. And this is how the season goes. I heard that too. I saw a message on Instagram about Captain Lee having the same situation with, I guess, on the first season with somebody. Mm-hmm. But he actually handled it like in a very sensitive way and wasn't like embarrassing and like just, I mean, that I can't even. I'm just so pissed off. I've had people that I've worked for try to humiliate me, like bosses, mm-hmm. That didn't like me and they would purposely try to humiliate me in certain ways and get me fired. So I've been there too. So I'm just like, you fucking like unprofessional bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you're gone. Take Malia's dumbass with you and her boyfriend and take Bugsy. I hate that fucking name.
Take Bugsy and all her 18 accessories on her head.
Sorry if you're a follower with the name Bugsy. I love you. I'm sorry. I just got ahead of myself.
Also, I just want to say that Countess Luann said one time, before leaving the house, take off one accessory, and Bugsy, please take off all of your accessories before you leave the house.
I know. It's like
a word of advice from the Countess.
Yeah, it's overkill. She has like too many, like it's a statement piece everywhere. I'm like, wow.
Wait, did you catch that, what Hannah said a couple episodes back when she looked at Bugsy and before they were going out and she goes, oh, you look like one of your tablescapes.
I did.
I said, oh my God, Hannah and that brilliant Sagittarius shade. I laughed so hard at that.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to this is one of those shows that's going to be up in the air. I feel like along with like Vanderpump Rules, like we just don't know what the shakeup is going to be, you know, it's still because I'm like, there's no way. Like, I mean, I'm like, bravo. Like, I mean, honestly, I'm wondering if they're going to keep Sandy. I hope not. I'm so sick of her. Like, can we get it? I get it. I want a female one too, but get somebody else.
Get someone different who's actually supportive and actually does empower women. Like we were talking about on our last episode.
And empower her employees. If I had a chef who's cooking and stuff isn't going right, I'm like, what's going on? What do you need help with?
Yeah, get to the problem instead of demonizing everybody and making it seem like they're incompetent.
Yeah, and I'm like,
clearly, Kiko is talented. You just treated him like he wasn't.
He's sensitive, and you humiliated him, threatened him. Basically,
it was disgusting.
Said you're going to fire him. And I'm like, you know what? He's the only chef there, and it's still mid-charter. You have to, like, she's so unprofessional, and she thinks she's not in her emotions, but Sandy is always in her emotions about it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm like, dude, reel it in, Pisces. Reel it in.
Well, she's got that unevolved Pisces energy of, instead of getting to the heart of the issue, she chooses to run away with it and just like does not want to even solve the problem. She just wants to escape the problem by firing it. You know what I mean? Like firing Hannah, who she doesn't like, firing Kiko, who doesn't work with her. Like, you know, like that's the typical unevolved Pisces behavior, running away from their problems.
No, I agree. Now she has fucking crazy Tom
luck.
I saw a part where she was yelling at Malia, like, don't go into the galley anymore. She was like, he's going to quit. She's like, let him quit. And then she went down there saying something to him and they were fighting and he stormed off and doing stuff. Like, I was like, what the
I cannot fuck? Wait to see this play out.
I was like, Tom is going to, I know he is, ain't going to be embarrassed when he sees himself. Like, I mean, we know a lot of chefs can sometimes have, like, anger issues, but, like, I think he's going to top it.
Oh, it looks like it. He looks like he threw some shit around.
Here he comes. Like, she's going to be missing Kiko in a second.
It was giving me a bit of some flashbacks from our old job.
Yes. I'm like, this person is like, I don't know. I didn't like his energy from right away, but I don't know. Yeah. This season, there's just barely anybody likable left. And I saw that one of the bosuns, Peter, the one that was dropped for his comments that were found about Black people.
Oh yeah. He was edited out of the show.
Yeah, he's not as edited out like on MTV. They said they were editing people out. They literally like, I watched Siesta Key and they edited this, like, I'm gonna say the first three episodes didn't even fully make sense because they were like, nope. And we were like, wait a minute, there's something missing here.
Like, it didn't even work. It wasn't even natural with the storyline.
Yeah, because now the storyline's good again, but they completely, like, and sometimes they show the back of his head or they'll show somebody talking to that person, but talking to him, but they won't show his face. And they'll just show somebody saying, like, so is that what you want to do? And then it will go to another scene. Like, they won't let him respond. Like, I'm like, wow. But I don't feel like Bravo didn't do all that, but I did see Peter call out Malia and he said, wow, so crazy that you're over here making these comments about, you have the nerve to like report somebody when we're all talking on deck and we're all out and all you talk about is cocaine and eight balls and that's most.
I saw that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I believe.
Was like,
and she was like, oh, now I'm a coke addict. And I'm like, yeah, I believe that 100%. But I mean, he's a dick too. I'm like, this whole cast was just like fucking trash. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I look forward to hopefully Bravo cleaning the house by the time they start filming the next season.
I agree. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Wait, that's bringing me to my next segue. You know, I love a natural segue. let's talk about, since we're obviously caught up on Beverly Hills in New York, but we kind of wanted to discuss, since we're not loving these seasons so far. I mean, I love watching Roni just because I love the women, but like, you know, the storylines on Beverly Hills in New York right now seem a little recycled. Like we're doing the same thing over and over again. So we do want to kind of like talk about what we think each show should change for next season, because clearly they can't find any new shit right now. Do you want to start with Beverly Hills and talk about that a little bit?
Start with Beverly Hills. Who should go? I think the first
person, Teddy, please. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to blurt that out. I think
Teddy needs to go. She brings nothing to the show. If she's going to stay on, she needs to just be a friend. I have no idea.
That's basically what she is at this point. Yeah. She doesn't have her own storyline.
She doesn't. I don't know why she's on that show. You know what? I'm going to say this about Kyle. I really only want Kyle if we bring back Kim. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm so fine with Kyle, because then, you know, Kyle has to be a little real, and then we get some authentic drama.
Some real family drama.
Yeah, we get some authentic stuff.
Like in season one.
Yes, that was one of the best seasons. We need some like real storylines in there. Even Lisa Rinna, like, I mean, I know she's one of Andy's favorites, so I don't think she's going anywhere, unfortunately.
I think Rinna's essential to stir the pot, and she takes that role very seriously.
Yeah, you know, she's starting to get on my fucking nerves, honestly. I'm like, you don't bring any, I want to know about you, Lee. I want to see Harry Hamlet. I want to see, like, you know what I mean?
I like more of her family dynamic, too. Yes, I like seeing her daughters see her and that. Stuff. Yeah.
Stop getting in. She gets in, like, stupid drama where it's not even important. Like, I'm just like, what are we talking about? Like,
well, that's what I want to talk about too, is like, I feel like they're recycling the storyline just with a different, well, I guess a different storyline, but same dynamic. It's that gang up mentality that they're doing again, where they're all ganging up on Denise. And don't get me wrong, like, there's parts of Denise I do like, and I wish she would show more of her life. But I do wish that the dynamic was different and that they weren't all ganging up on her like they did with LVP, like they did with Brandy that one season. Like, they do it, and I kind of think Kyle is like the ringleader in that sense to kind of take the attention off of her. You know what I mean? Like, I think Kyle is producing in that way, which is fine if you want to be the producer, but like, why don't you produce some new drama? Like, Kyle, you're an actress. Like, we don't want to see the same shit over and over again. And that's why I brought up, you know, doing like a cast shakeup, because I feel like you guys just keep recycling this same shit over and over again. I would actually be entertained with Denise if like everybody was getting along and maybe there was a few different people in there. I do think that they should keep Sutton though. I think Sutton is bringing like a new fresh energy to the show.
Yeah.
And I like Garcelle too. I just wish Garcelle was like around a little bit more.
Yeah. I feel like she got this opportunity, and then for some reason, I feel like her career was kind of steady for a while, and then it just like even before the show aired, like obviously during filming, she started getting all these roles. They decided to, I think they're doing a Coming to America too, and she's a part of that. She got all this shit, and so I'm hoping that next season she's able to
actually film.
Yeah, she's able to actually film more, because I feel like she brings a new energy too. She kind of is a little sparky. She doesn't follow what the crowd is following.
Yeah.
So did I just say sparky? I think I meant to say spunky.
No, I went with it. I got what you meant.
I was like, what am I saying?
She is kind of a spark.
Yeah. She's kind of a spark, but I definitely, I feel like you're right. It's like the recycling. It's the same thing. It's a gang up, and like,
it gets boring.
When you see Potomac and when you see like Roni, it's like stuff kind of jumps around. Like sometimes it's Ramona, sometimes they're like,
and they move on. They move on fast. That's the difference. Because like Potomac will be on the next topic on the next issue within 10 minutes. You know, we're talking about Michael, and then we're talking about Ashley, and we're talking about Candace. It's like Beverly Hills sticks with the same fucking issue the entire season.
Oh, nobody else has to, like, and they want to bring it up, because then they don't have to bring up anything about their lives.
Exactly. And that's why I think
fabulous to dinner.
Exactly. And it's fine. It's like, we do watch Beverly Hills for the lifestyle too. We want to see the houses and the clothes.
No,
and
it's so fake.
But like no, I mean, I want to see it, but I also want to see like your real shit too. Like, I feel like they need to get rid of Kyle in that sense, and maybe bring Kim on without Kyle, because I just feel like Kyle gets away with not having a true storyline. You know, she just kind of is acts like she's behind the scenes, and that's it.
And the only, like, I think the only time, like, Kyle is like, I would actually love it if Kyle did say, I would actually like it if Kim came and Kathy. Because I feel like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, fuck yes.
All that fake shit Kyle does. Like,
give us the Hilton and the Richards family drama. Come on.
Yes. I would be so here for that. Because Kathy and Kim are not going to let Kyle control the dinner table and be fucking fake, and they're gonna be fake about it. So that would bring a whole fucking.
No, I love that idea.
That I would be down for. But yeah, they definitely need to do a shakeup, because I'm just like, every dinner the same thing. Like, if Denise leaves this season, then who's next at the table? I just wonder.
Yeah, they're going to be attacking somebody else. It's like, it's tired.
The same story every dinner. They're out walking. They're on the bus. You know, it's the same fucking thing. I'm just like, I just almost want, when we were discussing what we were going to talk about on this podcast, it was like, okay, why do we need to really talk about Beverly Hills? Because it's not like anything new is being.
Yeah, nothing's happening. But that's why I wanted to bring up the fact that maybe we should we should put out some ideas to the universe, or to any Bravo producers that may be listening.
Yeah,
what we think about the show. So what do we think? So Teddy gone, Kyle, maybe a friend if she brings Kim or Kathy, Sutton, full-time housewife, Garcelle, full-time housewife, Rinna, maybe ? Rinna ?
I don't know. If she can bring something to the table besides like
something different.
She does the same thing every season.
Yeah.
She acts like
maybe Rinna is a friend of.
She plays the victim. She's just like, she's like destroying somebody, and then she goes, "They're making me do it." I'm like, "What is this? Come on!" Like,
yeah. It's like, just say Kyle told you to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, I am so over this. Like,
yeah.
Who are you? Like, I think the first season I actually liked Rinna. Now I'm just like so over her.
Because I think she is participating in the same boring storylines that Kyle keeps perpetuating, and we're tired of it, you guys. I was gonna say Erica is a friend of too, because Erica's not bringing much for me. I like when Erica is light and fun and just kind of like doesn't give a fuck, which. Yeah, so it's like half the time she's like that. But I want to see it more. And I feel like if she was a friend of, I almost feel like she could be a little bit looser and a little bit more light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like
not Erica, so much pressure.
She is like a stoic rock sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing here? She's like a deer in headlights. Like she walks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? Like, are you a part, like, I don't even understand, like, what is happening. Use that strong personality and shut this shit down. Say, shut up, bitches, let's get a drink. Like, come on.
Yeah, I like when Erica speaks up more and voices her opinions more, and I feel like she's not doing that enough. She's very quiet.
She's, like, looking around. She's even letting Kyle get away with telling her she has no friends. That's like, fuck off, bitch.
I do want to say though that
they don't even like you. All right, your sister. We'll talk about me not having friends. Your sisters don't like you. Shut your ass up.
I want her to to harness more of her Cancer energy and just get out there a little bit more.
I know she lets that Aquarius moon rule her too.
She's got that heavy. Yeah, she's got Aquarius rising. She's Cancer rising. But I'm like, bring more of that Cancer energy up. Be a little more chaotic.
Yeah, chaotic or emotional. I don't know.
Something.
Be sensitive, hug somebody.
Yeah, we need
something.
It.
She's like a rock sitting in the room sometimes. I'm like,
she's a really pretty rock.
Yeah, pretty rock. Pretty rock at that. I'm like, she's so cute. It's like the only time she's moving around is if she's on stage. I'm like, come on, girl.
Nobody touch Dorit whatsoever, because Dorit is not only serving looks, but she's also kind of like stirring shit up a little bit this season too. And I'm here for it. And I just want everybody to bring some new energy and some new drama so we can have Dorit call that shit out too. I feel like Dorit has gotten more a little bit into her like Cancer energy as well. And she's been a little bit more like maybe kind of playing the role that Rinna should be playing.
Yeah.
Where you kind of stir the pot a little bit and maybe you're on the side of the person that we're not so sure of, AKA Denise. I don't know. I just really like Dorit's energy this year. And I feel like her outfits are everything. She's giving us something to look at, you know?
I feel like I'm liking her energy too. But when if they make the transition on the show where they're not going in these circles, they're not in this cycle, I'm hoping that she is going to be able to open up too, because I feel like the biggest problems with Kyle, when her sister's not on the show, with Dorit, with Erica, with Rena and stuff, they don't really open, well, Rena opens up a tad bit, but especially those three, they don't open up too much. They want to like paint a picture all the time. And I'm just
absolutely.
Like, we want to, we're going to be like, who was it? Which housewife was, were we watching when she was, oh, it was on New Jersey. The girl with the pigtail.
Oh, Marge.
Marge. I love her. Cause she's always just like, yeah, I had like 8 lawsuits. She owns her shit.
Yeah. She like, truly owns it.
Yes. She's like, my yard's fucked up. So I tried
this to. This is what we want to see.
I was like, you know what? And I remember Andy went, wow, that's refreshing.
Yeah. I love Marge. I love Marge for that reason. And kind of like Shannon Bedore too. Shannon Bedore was like that in the early seasons. Yes. Shannon kind of put everything out there. Shannon got a little too wrapped up, obviously, with Tamara and everything. But it's maybe it's like some, everybody needs to harness a little more of their Aries side. Shannon and Marge, both iconic Aries women. Everybody harness a little bit of that chaotic Aries.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, let us. I know it's hard in LA. This is the land of dreams, and we want to always make it
the land of fake people.
Yeah. So I get it. It's Hollywood, but it's like at the end of the day, like, yeah, you people can be rich and then they can lose some money. All kinds of stuff can happen. Like, obviously, like last season, Dorit was having financial problems. Kyle had lawsuit. There was all this stuff, but they didn't want any of that brought up. They wanted to focus on Puppygate. That's the type of shit I'm talking. And Dorit actually grew on me because the other seasons I couldn't really stand her.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, come on, girl.
I think that she was getting PK too involved in the filming too.
Yeah, she was getting PK. But I also didn't like the whole situation with Lisa. Even though Lisa can get on my nerves at time, I was just like, you know, look, I feel like there's a loyalty with friends. And I did not like, especially the closest people to her was Kyle and Dorit. And I just did not, like the other women can do what they want, but you gotta have, yes, you can call your friends out, but I don't know. There was something about that where I was just like, you know what? You guys don't know what a good friend is, but I'm not shocked with Kyle because she can't even get along with her own sisters. So
yeah, good point.
It's not shocking. And she doesn't give a fuck about what her sisters say. Like Kyle was like, oh yeah, I'm doing this TV show and my sisters don't want me to do it because it was about their life. And she's going to be producing it and writing it. And I get that. They're not in control on how they're being portrayed, how their mother is being portrayed. You know what I mean? How they're... So I get it. You know, Kyle didn't care. She only cares about money and fame. Like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Kyle always wants to be in control. That's why she always takes that producing role on the show, too.
And then the show got canceled. And I'm sure the sisters were happy. Because Kathy was like, bitch, I'm not trying to have you write a script on how I was to you. Like, no.
Yeah, without me having a say in it. Like, what does she think? I get that it's from her perspective. But it's like, you're still talking about, you know, two people who are very much in your life. And who very much are close to you. So really?
No,
like it would be kind of cool if you had involved them. I think it would have been really interesting. And then you could still have it from each person's perspective. I honestly thought that show would have been killer if she would have had Kathy and Kim involved and have them have a say in it as well. And it, like I said, it could still be from each person's perspective.
Yeah.
On how their relationship was with the mom. But it's like, why are you going to have your one sister dictate the entire family dynamic? Like there is a book I think about their family that gets into their mom. If anybody knows, please DM us. But I remember hearing about a book that came out. I want to say maybe it was more from the Hilton side. But I want to say it was about Big Kathy and that whole family dynamic. But somebody find it for me if you listen to this and message us.
I think Andy really wants Kathy on too, but
oh, he's always pushing it. I feel it. He's always I always feel like he's bringing her up.
Yeah, I think she, you know, she's always been like private, and I don't think she really wants to. I mean, her life out there. I mean, there's already enough out there as it is with the daughters and the son, and like, and then having to deal and discuss with all that because you know Kathy's son. It seemed like he had mental health issues. I just remember him being in the press, being arrested. They had him kind of in a gated, like almost like jail like block during the when they were during
this
the
is Paris's trial, brother, right? His name's Baron or something.
Yeah, or Conrad? And he was in there like, oh yeah, like screaming, hitting the cage, like acting erratic.
Yeah.
I think he may have he was either coming down from drugs or it appeared he was coming down from something or he has mental health issues. because he, I guess he always kind of acts erratic like that in nature. That's probably why Kathy is probably like, oh, I don't know about that. I want to be, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta, she's probably like, I don't want to expose my life too much.
Yeah, I get that. So we're a little bit over an hour, but we wouldn't have a proper Bravo recap without talking about Roni. But I don't have a lot to say about Roni. Is, I mean, the only thing is that I do enjoy watching them. I do feel like they do need a bit of a cast shakeup. Obviously keep the core group, but maybe, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oh, maybe.
What are you going to say?
Make Ramona friend?
Oh my God. She would.
I mean, I know it's not going to happen.
Her ego.
Okay. Let me explain. I just think that in these times that we're living in, when we're holding people more accountable for their actions, Ramona doing some dumbass shit throughout the pandemic, all the women have been like calling her out on social media. Dorinda has been like, why did you go to a huge party in the Hamptons? No masks, no, like, you know, et cetera. Yeah. Ramona like said all lives matter at one point. I kind of just think she hasn't educated herself properly. And like Ramona, we know she's always trying to better herself. So I'll give her that, I guess. Don't get me wrong. I still want to hold Bravo Liberties accountable, just like we hold everybody else accountable. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe Roni needs to head in a different direction, away from the old money, away from the upper east, west side, whatever. And I just feel like with Leah coming in, bringing some fresh energy, she lives downtown. She's in her 30s. You know, she's a millennial. She's not coming from this old money background. I don't know. I just think we need a little bit of this like kind of fresher energy coming in. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that. I mean, Ramona,
maybe not a friend of, but maybe just, I don't know, just some Ramona's energy.
Head is obviously getting a little big. I mean, I knew a Scorpio Sag before and she was completely like psychotic. Mm-hmm. She reminds me, when I think of her, like I can see Ramona, like I think Ramona's definitely fucking crazy, and sometimes her antics, you know, they're kind of getting a little old, and I think the OGs feel like they're so untouchable, but honestly, the franchise can still thrive without you, and at this point, I'm like, I feel like if she's not asked to leave, I feel like they're going to bring in somebody else because, you know, obviously Leah's not going anywhere. Dorinda gets along with her. Sonia will come around. Like, Sonia could be a follower of Ramona sometimes. But yeah. I think they might have Leah or somebody bring somebody on. And I think if Dorinda doesn't mend well, like, you know, mold well with them, like, she's eventually going to fall off anyways. If not this season.
Soon. Dorinda or Ramona?
Ramona.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Dorinda for a second. I was
oh,
like,
oh, hell no. Dorinda ain't going nowhere.
No, Dorinda better stay. Dorinda protest. Is an icon.
I will protest.
Right? I have to say, I do love the dynamic of Dorinda and Leah, and I love the way that Dorinda has kind of taken Leah under her wing. They do remind me of each other, and I think Dorinda said that at one point. She said, you know, you remind me of, like, me when I was younger, and I fully love that whole friendship.
I love that Leah is just dealing with Dorinda's little anger sprouts, which she's just like, it's almost like a tantrum when she's just like, oh, I'm going to use my phone too. And then everybody's like, why are you making a big deal about it? She's not. I'm not. I'm just looking at emails on my phone. Like, I'm like, it's Dorinda.
Well, that's what I said this to you the other day. And I was like, Dorinda and Leah kind of remind me of you and I. Maybe not now because we're both like a lot more evolved, but
yeah,
kind of like back in the day when we would like drink a lot and go out and party all the time, and you would have an Aries moon
moment.
I was gonna say confrontation with somebody, but moment. Dorinda obviously has an Aries moon as well, and I would be like Leah's Virgo energy, just sitting there, kind of like, okay. We're just kind of like trying to diffuse the situation, like not reacting or anything. You know what I mean? So that's why I said that. I was like, kind of reminds me of, you know, this kind of like sister dynamic too.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when they were at the table, when Ramona was trying to, to, they got mad that they were to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you have a problem. And fucking Leo was just sitting there like, oh, hell no, I'm not there right now. Like, I'm good. And then here's Sonia, Luann, and Ramona, like,
going off.
I'm like, you guys are in a public place. You really thought this was the best time. Like,
I know. And then Ramona's like over here trying to like coerce Leah into being on their side with it. And Leah's like, this was some Virgo energy too, like being like a ride or die. Leah was like, Dorinda's always been on my side. She's like, and Ramona said some questionable shit to me. So why the fuck would I go against Dorinda in this situation? Like, and I was like, that's very relatable. Cause us as Virgos, like, we're going to stand by it. No matter if the person is right, wrong, whatever the fuck, like, we're still going to stand by that person and be like, well, I'm not going to go against them. They've been loyal to me. Why would I turn against them in this situation? Wait, even though it was a petty situation, you know, it's still like Leah, Virgos in general are always going to be like, yeah, we're still going to stand by this person no matter what. Like,
but see, you saying that brings me back to Potomac with Candace.
Yeah.
That's the energy Candace wants. Like, she really wants. Like, and you see, Giselle's like that with Robin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she even treads lightly when she's asking Robin a question about, like, things she knows she's sensitive about. You see, Giselle, she's a Virgo, obviously, and she doesn't do that with the other ladies, obviously. She's
right.
Direct. But see, that's the type of bond Candace is searching for. And I think that's why she got so mad at Monique, because I think she like thought that they were going to have that. And she needs to realize that's why she's acting that way, because she really craves that.
Yeah.
From a woman. She probably has that from her husband, but she wants a connection with a woman like that, especially because she lacks it with her mom. But yeah, I think, Candace, get you a Virgo friend, because that Libra ain't gonna give you that. But the Virgo will.
I also love that you just did another natural segue and brought it full circle so we can end the episode. Look at us and our natural segues and transitions. I love it so much. because that's about all I had for Roni.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they're just doing the same shit every week too, but.
Like I said, I love to watch them though, because it's the iconic group of Dorinda, Sonia, Ramona, and Luann, and then you add in Leah's icon energy, it's like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely a good cast, but yeah, I think Ramona won't be around for that long, but.
No, I think we're due for a shake up there too. New York and Beverly Hills, let's put it out there. We need some new, fresh dynamics going on, you guys.
Absolutely.
Let us know if you guys agree too. Like, we love to discuss with other people and like other viewpoints and stuff. But I mean, you and I don't always agree on anything too. So, or on everything. On anything? I meant on everything. That's why we have the podcast. So obviously, as always, if you found us on Spotify or Apple, go find us on Instagram. We're at Booze Witches. We're on Facebook too. We just realized. Share with your friends, subscribe, leave us a review too, because that would be awesome if you could do that. It will help us out a lot. And I think next week we'll be back with probably more current events, talking about everything that's going on in the world. And I keep teasing this every episode, I feel. We're going to do a summer house deep dive soon, because I'm almost done with it. So look out for that too.
I'm excited.
Guys, I've done my research. I've got the sun, the moon, all the combinations. I'm ready to go deep on Summer House. So that's coming soon. But until then, we are the Booze Witches, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.